We hear one message on you're supposed to reckon yourself dead. And somebody else comes along and says, now live the life of victory. He says, well, here I'm dead and yet I'm alive. Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. Fine. Nevertheless, I live. Good. Yet it's not I that am living. Mm-hmm. But it's Christ who lives in me. Oh. And the life I live now, have you ever read that? And I said, boy, Paul, I wish you could make up your mind. Sounds like double talk. A mystery. What are we supposed to do with ourselves? Well, I think it's pretty clear in the Bible. If you look, you're supposed to know yourself, know your identity, then love yourself, and then forget yourself. You say, love yourself? Uh-huh. Receive yourself. Receive your new identity. You said, I thought we were supposed to reckon ourselves dead. That's right. But that's not all the verse. We're supposed to reckon ourselves dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ. Say, listen, you can talk about how you died all you want to. There's something running around alive under your hide. And the world and you will reckon with whoever that is. Something's alive. What is it? A new identity. Discovering who you are in Jesus Christ. Find that when you stepped into his life, you've always been there. There was something familiar, something comfortable about it. You've always belonged. And that was your life, and it's his life in you. Not just an extension of your life, not some souped-up version of your life, not some cheap, hollow joy. Accept yourself. I see one of the worst problems in the Christian experience. Folks who don't like themselves. And if you don't learn to love yourself, you won't learn to love anybody. You won't love God. Because you see, for you not to love yourself is for you to accuse God of not knowing his business. He loves you. And if you don't love you in response to his love for you, you've accused God of having bad judgment. And I suppose all of us have experienced this problem of self-esteem to some degree. We've ranged somewhere between the worthless worm and the master of our fate. And both of them wrong. And many a person is crying out, help me, help me. I may kill you while you try, but help me. And somewhere in the world, there's going to have to be room for folks who will love unconditionally, even though that love puts them in such a vulnerable position that they may get hurt at times. Because here is a person who says, love me. Love me. I don't love me, but I've got to have somebody loving me. While they're saying, don't get acquainted with me. Because if you ever get to know me like I know me, you'll hate me as bad as I hate me. Accept yourself. On what basis? On the basis that you have authority to believe anything of yourself that God has said of you in his word. And he said a heap about you. He said that you're his chosen. He said that you're his holy one. He says that you've been chosen to be holy and without blame before him in love. He says that you're going to be gathered together in one in Christ Jesus. He said that you're the apple of his eye. He says that he loves you, that he gave up the treasure of heaven to bring your salvation. He loves you. Well, the principle of receiving is a principle that must be present in the counseling room. Whatever you call it, however you want to state it, you are in front of a person who, among all the needs of his life, must have unconditional love. I wish I could relate to you, but I don't have the time. How God has transformed my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, just because I believe of the principle of unconditional receiving love. And I believe there are folks here tonight who have restraints, bondage in their life that can be set free by the principle of receiving. So let me ask in closing, husband, have you received your wife? I mean, accepted her as a gift from God? Things you'd like to change and all, and praise God for every quality. Wife, have you received him, a gift from God? designed to help bring you into Christ-likeness. Dad, Mom, have you lived in receiving love of the children? I don't mean providing for them, just that. I mean imparting yourself to them to build them up at any cost. Or have you punished them sometimes because they've done something that stands to embarrass you with your friends? Children, have you received your parents? Accepted them as God's gifts, liberating them to be all to you and Him that they were made to be?